March is Women's History Month, a month of highlighting the contributions of women in history and contemporary society. This is Lisa Berry, and in the state of Michigan, we are on our 49th governor, with the current governor being only our second female governor. So we thought it would be fitting as part of Women's History Month to talk to Gretchen Whitmer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Obviously, you've been pretty busy since being sworn in early January, but have you had a moment during this Women's History Month, especially, to acknowledge that you are making history?
You know, I don't think about it too much, but every once in a while, you know, when I was giving the State of the State, it really kind of hit me, you know, that we have made such ground, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, me, you know, statewide elected offices, all women, and then we just found out that our chief justice is, you know, was they elected the first woman chief justice of the Michigan Supreme Court a few weeks ago. And so it really was a remarkable election and so many firsts and I think so much opportunity too.
There are technically more women than men in the world, but do you at all think of women as being a minority? Not so much in terms of numbers, but in measuring social power, especially in areas of business?
Without question. You know, most of the rooms in which I sit, I am the only woman still, other than rooms where my cabinet is sitting, which is about 60% of female, or my executive office, which is well represented too. But, you know, we've made some historic strides, but there's no question we're still very underrepresented in rooms where decisions are made, whether it's in the C-suite or it is in the halls of power at your state capitol. Our voices aren't representative of our numbers, and that's something we have to continue to work on.
Do you have any thoughts or ideas on what we need to do?
I always encourage women to run. Whenever I meet a young woman who's engaged, I always encourage her to run. And that goes true for, you know, people that are, you know, people of color, people who, you know, Muslim population, Jewish population are, you know, I think it's important to have real representation and not just gender-wise.
We're talking to Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. You were in the state legislature for many years in both the House and Senate. Do you think women are taken as seriously as they should in the state legislature?
I think we're seeing strides. So the Democratic leader right now, her name is Christine Gregg, and she's an incredibly strong woman who gets to the microphone and makes all our voices known. But I do think it's critical that we continue to encourage women to do just that. We're all counting on them. I was chatting with my daughter this weekend and said, Mom, I'm really worried about climate change. I probed that, you know, encouraged her and suggested ways that she can get involved, pushing on, you know, decision makers to change their direction in Congress and at the local level. And I think we have to seek out opportunities to elevate one another, empower one another, and make sure that we've got great choices as we go to cast our votes.
You actually have two daughters, don't you?
I do.
So you not only are you Michigan's second only female governor, you're the mother of two daughters, both extremely important roles. What do you say to them to encourage them and empower them as women as they grow up?
Well, one of the things that, you know, happens when you run for office is you get a lot of trolls and negativity thrown your way. And I think it's been really created a lot of opportunities for conversations with my daughters about sticking to your guns and doing what you think is the right thing to do and not getting caught up in some of the side conversations that happen. My girls are strong. They've got important thoughts, but maybe sometimes aren't always confident that they're worthy of getting putting out there. And I'm always working with them and any young woman that I have an opportunity to meet to encourage them to find their voice, not to follow in someone else's footsteps, but to find their voice and to know that they have inherent value in this conversation. They need to be part of it.
Mentioning inappropriate comments, there was that whole conversation about what you wore after you gave the State of the State address. How does that even still happen in 2019?
You know, so 99 out of 100 times that stuff kind of just washes over me, you know, like water on a duck's back. But that one was particularly egregious, giving anonymous trolls, you know, credibility worthy of a news media story during the 6 o'clock hour. It just was beyond the pale. And so I took it on, and I think that was important too. My girls are watching me, and girls everywhere are, and how I respond, I think, has a lesson in it. And so while we don't take on every slight when they're bad, you got to do it.
What was the lesson?
I think just that, you know, we deserve better. We deserve a dialogue that can be robust, can be downright spirited, and but when it comes to those kind of superficial things, we can't let it be said about us. And you know what? When they're said about someone else, we have a duty to stand up and take it on.
And then there's the old equal pay thing. Is that getting any closer to not being an issue for men and women?
Well, unfortunately, no. We've not closed the gap. Or women make 79 cents on the dollar. For women of color, it's even a bigger discrepancy. And so we've got a lot of work to do on that front. I'm pleased that there are so many women in the legislature, and that gives me hope that we will address that legislatively one of these days. But at this current time, the majority of the House and Senate are Republicans who don't subscribe to pay equity values. So that's something that we're going to continue to work on until we get success. Because if you're a woman in the workplace, you should get paid exactly the same as a man in your same position with your same educational background and work ethic.
Do you, Gretchen Whitmer, feel the spotlight is on you as a governor or as a female governor? Does that make it more difficult or complicated?
You know, I do my job every day as a governor. I don't think about that I'm a woman. It becomes apparent on occasion that I am, that I still have got a lot of work to do on behalf of all women in the state. But at the end of the day, people elected the person they believed could deliver on making their lives better, and that's what my job is every single day that I wake up, that's what I think about.
How do you weigh, is it more about women encouraging and empowering other women, or just women in general being more empowered and encouraged?
I think it's both. You know, I am fortunate to be where I am, but I know that I also have a duty to make sure that I'm giving a hand up to women who are seeking opportunities like I did. Having one woman or two women walk through a door isn't good enough. You've got to eliminate the door altogether.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, only the second female governor in the state's history. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us as part of Women's History Month here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do.